News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
You will have heard in the news bulletins, Irish Water is now struggling to meet the increasing demand for water supply in the current weather conditions, as of course the sunny spell is likely to continue for the next couple of days. A hosepipe ban has been introduced in the greater Dublin area and water usage restrictions are also in place. But one analyst is claiming that this scenario could have been completely avoided if infrastructure problems were actually fixed. And joining us now to discuss is Emma Kennedy, who's the founder of Kennedy Analysis. Emma, good morning.
Hi there, how are you?
Good. Emma, give us an indication. What is your research into this situation into Irish Water found?
So we've been doing various different strands of investigation into Irish Water for the last two years. But in terms of what relates specifically to what people are facing today, I think the key issue, and people know this to some extent, that Irish Water do play it down, the key issue is the leakage. The key issue is the fact that for every litre of water that's actually used by businesses and households, Irish Water has to put 2 litres into the system because it has to counteract the fact that there's 50% leakage across Ireland. And that's just on the distribution side. That's not even including any customer leakage. So for people today, I think the key issue is this is not an issue created by reckless use of water by householders. This is Irish Water's issue. And frankly, they should be owning it and they should be apologising for it.
So you're saying that this isn't a problem with the private residential homeowner, basically, who has a leak now from their private property out onto the street. You're saying that it's not their problem?
Gosh, no. The idea that this is driven by reckless use of water by householders is incredibly misleading.
Okay.
This is driven by decades of underinvestment. It's driven by, essentially, this is a direct result of poor investment decisions by those who are running the water supply. I mean, there are two elements to leakage. There's distribution leakage and there's household leakage. Distribution leakage, that's Irish Water's responsibility, is 50% across the country. That's Irish Water's data, not ours. 50% across the country. That's worse than any other country in Western Europe.
Worse than any other country in Western Europe?
Yes, Ireland's leakage is worse than any other country in Western Europe. I mean, Irish Water likes to compare its leakage to London, which is very convenient because London has by far the worst leakage in the UK, and the UK is one of the worst offenders. The UK also reports its leakage on a slightly different basis to the way that Irish Water do. If you look outside of London, so still within the UK, so for example, if you look at the supplier for Bristol, Bristol's leakage in 2011 was 11%, 11% compared to 50% in Ireland. So, I mean, to say that Irish Water, as a matter of fact, has the single worst leakage in all of Western Europe. And Irish Water do play that down. Although I think today, to some extent, people, I think, know that and perhaps are a little bit numb to it. I think the bigger implication from Irish Water is, look, our leakage is desperate, but that's what it is. But there's not a lot we can do about it. And even if we do, it wouldn't really help. And for me right now, that's the more disingenuous message.
Well, obviously, we had the whole the development of the inclusion of the water charges. Water charges were scrapped. Is there anything do you think that could have or what should have been done to try and prevent this in the event of not having charges?
I mean, from my point of view, in terms of where the money comes from and the charges, that's not something I'm talking about at all in terms of which pocket it comes from. We've done no work on that. What I can tell you is that for the last 20 years, for decades, instead of focusing on fixing the pipes, the solution that Irish Water and its predecessor have always focused on is essentially turning up the tap, getting more water to put into one end of the supply system. And they've been able to do that because Ireland has so much water that in other jurisdictions, you know, where your water is limited, you've had to focus on the pipes. You've had to make sure your leakage is at a minimal level because your water supply is limited. But because for decades, Ireland's always had so much water, they've always been able just to turn up the tap. And as a result, it was incredibly short-sighted. It was reckless. It was essentially a time bomb. But as a result, they have neglected the pipes and they have a shelf life. I mean, those pipes, the life expectancy is 80 to 100 years. A lot of them are now 140 years old. So suddenly you reach the end of the line and you realise that for decades you've ignored them and suddenly you're in a pickle.
Okay, so now we have the situation where we're basically just firefighting and trying to fix cracks and fix some of the issues and the leaks that have occurred. What can be done, Emma, to try and future-proof basically this kind of situation or scenario happening again?
Well, number one, Irish Water needs to start meeting its own targets. So Irish Water does set itself leakage targets, or the CRIT, in combination with the CRU, its economic regulator. It sets itself targets, but it has a habit of missing them. And unfortunately, the CIU, which is its economic regulator, doesn't impose fines when it misses its targets. It doesn't link executive pay to meeting leakage targets. Irish Water has a long history of missing its leakage targets. Sorry, Irish Water and its predecessor, I should say. If Irish Water were to start meeting its leakage targets, I think the thing that is difficult for people to conceive of, there's such a huge, huge volume of water leaking in Dublin and across Ireland right now, that if you recover just a small percentage of that, it's a huge volume of essentially a new source of water. And if you can recover that, it's huge. If Irish Water were just to meet their own targets, that would be a huge new source, essentially, of water, which would go a long way to alleviating the problem.
Okay, well, I know I just was looking even at commentary from Irish Water over the course of the past number of days, and they said that they are investing in replacing and repairing leaking pipes as well. Just to go back, Emma, to that point you made previously about the difference between the distribution and household. Like, in terms of personal responsibility, can I take from what you're saying this morning that's not necessarily coming into this? The majority of our leakage is down to the distribution part of it.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. I mean, by far the most leakage is the distribution side, multiples
okay.
more.
Just finally, Emma, the Shannon pipeline separately, it's actually been proposed to try and help with our own water shortages. Am I right in saying that you don't think that pipeline's viable?
Well, it's not so much that it's not viable, it's just that it's not needed. I mean, and that's a sort of bigger discussion on two levels, if you like. On the one hand, it's yet more of the same sticking plaster solution, so just keep on turning up the tap, and it allows you to ignore your pipes. But the problem is, as I said before, there's a limit to that. Right now, the pipes, because they've been doing that for years, because they've just been turning up the tap at one end, if you like, and pouring more and more water in, it's allowed them to, and they have ignored their pipes. And now you're at a point where it's not just the amount of water you're putting in versus how much leaked. They're now giving way. So when you have, you know, really cold snaps or really hot snaps, and the ground around the earth around the pipes starts to crack and move, those pipes give way, and that's what causes your water outages. So on the one hand, it's yet the same solution, the same short-sighted solution, and it will no longer fix the problem because Dublin's okay. pipes are too far gone. Do you need to go?
Yeah, no. Finish that point.
But the other part of it is mathematically it's not needed, and okay. that's a bigger discussion.
Okay, we'll leave it there for the moment. My thanks to Emma Kennedy, founder of Kennedy Analysis, joining us on the fact that Irish Water, again, as you heard in the news bulletin, struggling to meet the increasing demand for supply as the current weather conditions continue.